Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Nina Rose Hatfield, Acting Director, Bureau of Land Management of the U.S. Department of Interior. Well, Nina, one of the things that's always interested me about BLM, it deals regularly with competing and sometimes conflicting interests, Congress, other agencies, ranchers, environmentalists. How do you keep all these stakeholders satisfied or attempt to keep them satisfied?
I think attempting is the key word there. Clearly, there are enormous range of views about the kinds of activities that ought to happen on the public land. And I think that where BLM really puts a lot of emphasis and tries hard is in those conversation with different stakeholders about what ought to happen on the public lands. And so we've established a group of what we call resource advisory councils at the local level in our state organizations. And those resource advisory councils actually have representatives from multiple interest groups. And so our state directors and our field managers can sit down and talk with those representatives of the group, and they actually provide us very good advice about what we should do in terms and how we should deal with the competing interests at those local levels. So we think that those kinds of mechanisms are tremendously important to us in terms of having the stakeholders involved in the decision-making with us in terms of what we need to do on the public land, and that helps provide support for the decisions. So I think any kind of mechanism like that is a real plus. We also do a lot of that conversation through our land use planning process. Each area has a land use plan, and we go through a very public process in terms of talking about what we plan to do on that land, and local people are involved, national interests, and so that is a mechanism, again, which we try to get people talking about what those interests ought to be. And then ultimately, sometimes, you know, we're in the situation of having to make decisions that are obviously going to be unpopular one side or the other, but I think that having had these conversations provides us a good basis for trying to make a public decision that's in the public's interest. So we really do work hard in terms of the conversation piece and ultimately just take our responsibility seriously in terms of making decisions.
One of the toughest challenges that many employers are now facing is recruiting and retaining employees. Does BLM have this problem?
Absolutely. We are, as other federal agencies are, potentially facing a loss of almost half of our employees over the next 5 years. I think that this, what I think of as a skill drain, is one of the most pressing issues in the government today. So BLM has started trying to look at our workforce, look at the skills, and we're working on a workforce plan so that we can identify where we're going to need skills in the future. We're actively trying to get students working with BLM, entry-level employees working with BLM, so that we can have that skill transfer, if you will, from employees who've been there to younger employees to begin to transfer that knowledge. But it's a huge concern. We see that in every single program. Some of our programs, like Cadastral Survey, which is, you know, a bedrock program for the Bureau, given that we are the nation's surveyor, you know, we really see there, for example, where our employees are right on the verge of leaving. And so we're having to struggle with that now.
What's the future of land management in the 21st century?
Well, I think that one thing is that we within BLM are going to have to be reflective of the demographic changes that are going on in the communities that we work with. And so we're trying to change the our workforce as we have new people coming in and as we can acquire new skills so that we are reflective of the changing face of the communities that we're dealing with. And that's certainly true, again, where you have such a dynamic population growth and change in the West. So I think in the future that the Bureau will reflect more of the changing demographics of the communities. I think we're also going to have a lot more variety in the way that we acquire skills. Again, going back to the fact that we're looking at a large skill drain here in the next few years, I think that the workforce in the Bureau in the future will have some core competencies in terms of full-time employee, But we'll be augmenting those skills by contracting term, shorter term kinds of employees. I try to tell our folks now that, you know, our internal full-time employees need to think of themselves in every kind of situation as being managers of trying to get something done. That we're in the past, they may have gone out and taken the water sample. And, of course, they like to be out there. That's one of the reasons they're employed with us, out there on the ground. They may have gone and taken the water sample in the past, but in the future, you know, we may need to get them to be the contract overseer of a group of people going out and taking water samples for us. We may have taken care of the thousands of miles of roads that we have on public lands in the past, but in the future, we're going to contract with people in local communities to take care of those roads. So I think our employees have to think about their work differently, and we have to prepare to do it differently. I certainly think, as we talked about just a few minutes ago, that there's going to be increasing public pressure to be at the table with us in terms of making decisions. And I think that the Bureau is well prepared for that change, and I would see that just increasing is actually, in my mind, a very positive approach to public policy making. We'll have a younger workforce. I think we'll continue to be looking at trying to do multiple things on the lands, that we won't be like an agency where you only have one activity on BLM lands. We'll continue to have this diversity ranging from recreation to energy production. And certainly I think this use of technology is going to be enormously important to us, and that's the reason we're so interested in it, that we have to be able to provide our employees and our public information to the extent that we can get the public to get their own information and allow our employees to be supervising watershed restoration. We think that's a good mix, and we're going to continue to try to do that in the future. And certainly, I have a bedrock belief that the government as a whole is going to have to be a better business manager. And so we're trying to put ourselves in a position of being really good business managers.
What advice would you give to a young person who's interested in a career in public service and, say, perhaps even in land management?
Well, I think that the rewards are just so tremendous that you can have the benefit of actually seeing things happening over time and in real time in terms of the public lands. There's, as I get to travel across what is going on in the public lands, BLM manages an area that is the major flyway for migratory birds on the border of Arizona. And, you know, it's really great to come across what's really an arid area, and you see this patch of green along the Rio Grande that is managed by BLM. We manage an area in Idaho that is the largest birds of prey area in the United States and one of the largest in the entire world. We manage some redwood trees in Northern California. That's one of the largest undisturbed areas of redwoods in the entire world. And so when you see the things that are going on on the public lands, the grazing, I mean, we provide grazing areas, the opportunities that we have to influence habitat restoration for endangered species, the opportunities are just so great to have a real hand on the future of the country that, you know, I think that it brings a great deal of personal satisfaction in all the kinds of work that we do.
What type of skills would you advise they have?
Well, I think that, and, you know, you certainly have to have a technical background. But, Paul, I think the real skills that are going to be needed are those of communication, because it's so important and we communicate with the people we're working with. I think the skills of organization in terms of being able to look at work and figuring out how you can leverage the resources you have to get it done are really going to be important to our employees. I look at them as being entrepreneurs.
I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank you very much, Nina, for our conversation today. I've enjoyed it very much.
Well, so have I, and thank you for having me.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Nina Rose Hatfield, Acting Director of the Bureau of Land Management in the U.S. Department of Interior. To learn more about the endowment's programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.